Well, what could be more quintessentially Perth nostalgia than a story of three teenagers? A story of three teenagers in 1979 setting out on the Great Eastern Highway in an orange Valiant Charger across the Nullarbor. That's the setting for Perth author Sean Gorman's new audiobook titled Shooting Through. I should have said actually proper Shooting Through. Narrated by actor and comedian Anthony Limo Lehman, Shooting Through's production shows what you can do, literally, when the publishing houses say no, but you say, yeah, hell yeah. Sean joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Sean.
Jeff, good morning to you and all of your listeners.
Or listener. Shooting Through sounds like a teenager's dream. I mean, A, the car, B, nutrition, servo burgers, C, danger and desire. Shouldn't someone have clutched some pearls somewhere and put an end to this depravity?
Well, look, this is what happens when an active mind, has to tell a story about, a quest across the Nullarbor. And as you say, how quintessentially West Australian or even Australian, set in 1979. And just to be very clear here, Jeff, it's a vitamin C charger, vitamin C being the orange, and it's an RTE38 for your aficionados out there. So, yes, they cleave the night. Two young men who don't have licences and have the desire to get to the 2SM concert of the decade, which was an actual real thing, to see one of our protagonists, his hero in Stevie Wright, perform Evie's 1, 2 and 3 on the steps of the Sydney Opera House. It doesn't get any more Australian than that.
So that is entirely the reason why the protagonists are stocking up the charger and setting sail across the Nullarbor to catch Stevie Wright.
Well, look. I have to confess, I'll go back a few steps. I was watching YouTube one night, because this is where old blokes like you and I go every now and then, Jeff. Get old jingles and old, ads and all the rest of it. And I just happened to, I stumbled quite literally at about 2 a.m. across this performance by Stevie Wright in 1979 at the 2SM concert of the decade. And if your listeners have not seen this, it was such a powerful, powerful performance. It just kept resonating with me, and I kept watching it, and I thought, I've got to try and tie this into something. And I thought, well, 79, it's the year that Skylab falls out of the sky. It's the premiere of Mad Max, the great Australian road movie itself, and the Road Warrior. And I just thought, it's got to be done. So I just spent about 7 years knocking it together and, on and off, and there we have it. We've got it now. It's a part of the world, the audiobook Shooting Through.
And yet 79 seems just like yesterday.
I'm glad that's for you, mate. I'm glad that's for you.
Sorry, I must have dropped a few brain cells in between, I think, Sean. Hey, you're clearly in favour of the audiobook explosion. With the ability to record audiobooks around for quite a while now, have you ever thought about why the idea hasn't really caught on until the digital age? I mean, there was plenty of tapes out there. There could have been records of books. But it's only really a recent thing where people are listening to their reading.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. And I suppose for me, and this is the... I suppose what I wanted to... This was all self-published, and it was all done through that whole process. That I just thought, well, I need to, I don't want a garage full of books. Audiobook is the way to go. And when the AFL are producing, adverts in half time for their grand final, which are audible, advertising audible, that the market has changed significantly.
Yeah.
So that is the reason for it. And I'm listening to more audiobooks and podcasts these days, and it just seems to be the way with time and all the rest of it that goes with it. So, yeah, there you go.
Yep, you're a fairly well-published author, Sean. Why the pushback on Shooting Through as an audiobook?
Oh, look, I wish I could answer that. I just know that my agent, who's listening in Melbourne, Callum, he worked hard and diligently over a period of time to get it up, to get it through. But look, that doesn't mean to say things can't get up. You ought to see Trent Dalton's, book get up, Boy Swallows Universe. And this is very similar to that to some degree. but without the silly ending. Yeah. So why the pushback? The pushback, I don't know. People just seem to want to have cookbooks and, you know, whimsy and romance and these sorts of things. And it just seems to be the way it goes. But this is as Australian, you know, in terms of that. And it's a ripping yarn. It really is. So why the pushback? I don't know. I can't answer that. I cannot answer
that. Well, I mean, look, I love a little bit of whimsy and a little bit of romance as much as the next person. But give me some adventure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is it, and you see some of the great shows on Netflix and these at the moment. You know, they're very masculine. They're basically centre around things like cars and motorbikes and these sorts of things. And this is not about a road. Quest for two young blokes who are just basically, eating hamburgers on the way through and getting into fights and all the rest of it. They actually learn about themselves. They learn about the country that they're in. They learn about the indigenous situation through a young lady they pick up in Kalgoorlie by the name of Missy, and who's indigenous. And basically they come into their own by virtue of being on the road and being stuck in this car listening to Thin Lizzy and Easy Beats and AC/DC, learning about one another through that process. And that's what it's about, mate.
Oh, it takes me back. Much is being made of recently, Sean, about the trials and treacheries of being an adolescent in this modern world, especially when you look at shows like the recent adolescence on Netflix. Is it harder to be a teen these days than it was for us?
Yeah, look, it's been a sort of a perennial generational question, hasn't it? I would not like to be a teenager now, simply because the codes and conventions that we probably went by was a much simpler time, and I'm starting to sound like my late father now, but it's the truth. And you couldn't access things at the drop of a hat or just at the touch of your fingers. You had to wait for things like, countdown to be on a certain night. You had to, you couldn't just go and watch any movie you wanted to. You had to wait for the 9 o'clock special on Sunday night. TV shows, The Goodies, you name it. All those fantastic, The Muppets even, these sorts of things. You had to wait for their scheduled programming before you could access them. And that would give you a sense of anticipation and I suppose understanding of the importance of that. And we only just now understand it now because of we can compare the two, And again, going onto YouTube and seeing this performance by Stevie Wright, without it, I wouldn't have been able to write the book. It wouldn't have been the inspiration for it. So there you go. It's much harder, I think, and I wouldn't like to be in my son's shoes at the moment in terms of these things.
But, I mean, you surely as a young fella, I mean, maybe you were, were more popular than I was, Sean, but there was always always a certain amount of, pardon the French, there was always a certain amount of shit you had to put up with.
Yeah, but again, that's part and parcel of the way it went. I suppose the shit, pardon the pun, also was a bit different. If you got bullied at school, you got bullied at school. You didn't generally get bullied when you went home. Now you're in the safety of your own bedroom and you're copping it all the time. So, you know what I mean? It's a different set of circumstances and a different set of codes, language, behaviours, all these sorts of things, which make the teenage experience very hard given the transition from, childhood into adulthood, whatever that means. But there you go.
And how did you settle on Limo as the voice?
Oh, look, I paid him $1 million.
Fair call.
No, look, I've known Anthony Lehman through the footy circles and certain things that I've done in the past, and he was at the top of the list. There was several others, and he just said, yeah, I'll do it. And I don't think he actually knew what he had let himself in for, but at the end of the day, I think he nails the cadence of Duck Donald, the primary actor in this situation. He just nails it, and everyone I've spoken to says whoever you got to do that, but he really killed it. So it was great.
Is it something as a writer you give much direction to, or did you sort of leave it to Limo to just hook into it?
Well, he was in Melbourne. My agent and Mark Farrow, who was the studio producer. they basically took carriage of it. But, you know, I've spoken a lot with my agent, Callum, about this, and he just seemed to be able to, I don't know, get those nuances right. And then, obviously, the recording process and the editing to that only complemented it. So I had to give up a certain degree of control, which I was fine with.
Yeah.
And I think he nails it, because when he needs to go hard, he goes hard. And when he needs to pull it back a little bit, he does. So fantastic.
So how do we get hooked up with a copy of Shooting Through?
Well, that's a very, very good question. So basically you go to the Shooting Through website, okay, shootingthrough.bigcartel.com. If you go to the website, you see buy Shooting Through, and you've got all the details there, so you'll be able to put them up on your website. But basically you just follow the link, shootingthrough.bigcartel.com, and hit the button, pay the money, and it will come to you via the magic of email.
And listen away. Oh. Gotta love the present.
And not only that, they can listen to the Spotify list. They can go onto Instagram. We've embraced all of these social media platforms, Jeff. You know, that's how we roll.
Yes, you're such a Renaissance man, Sean.
Totally, absolutely.
Dr. Sean Gorman, as always, an absolute pleasure having you on the record. And I'm gonna skip out this afternoon and hook myself up with some Shooting Through.
Good man, good man. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
No, lovely talking to you, Sean.
Thanks, mate. Take care. Bye.
That's author Sean Gorman talking to us there about his latest venture, the audiobook version of Shooting Through. Very easy to get hold of, as he just said. It's a Shooting Through, as in S-H-O-O-T-I-N, apostrophe, T-H-R-U apostrophe, and it's just .bigcartel.com.